A Denali National Park document is currently in its public comment phase, and it has concession workers in Denali and others scrambling to figure out what they want for the future of the park. It is just part of a multi-phase process that may ultimately determine how much traffic will be allowed on the Denali Park Road. KTNA's Sue Dio has the story.
Denali National Park officials are undertaking one of their most complex management plans to date. They are looking at the one road into the park and how much traffic it can bear, or how much traffic the wildlife can bear. Park spokesperson Chris Pfister says this plan is groundbreaking.
This is a huge undertaking. I don't think there's any place else in the national park system that is looking at determining essentially a carrying capacity for a portion of the park that gets a high public usage.
Close to 400,000 people visit Denali National Park each year. Everyone that arrives at the park gets on either a tour bus or a shuttle bus if they want to travel the park road. Crowding at rest stops and at wildlife stops along the park road, as well as expensive bus tickets and other issues, prodded managers into examining the system. The park road management plan became an environmental impact statement and has been placed high on certain radars across Alaska and the U.S. It examines just how many buses and other vehicles the park road can accommodate and how far on the park road they might travel. Park managers have added an extra step in the EIS that may be confusing. The 30-page document currently out for public review is not a draft, but a list of possibilities that may be included in the future draft EIS. Pfister explains what the workbook examines.
These are concepts for the vehicle transportation systems in the park, i.e. the shuttle bus systems and the tour buses and whatever will come out of this, and also how to manage the other vehicle use on the park road, National Park Service use of it, Kantishna Lodge use of it, contractors.
She assures people it is not an EIS document, and it is a compilation of comments from earlier scoping sessions. The vehicle limit was set over 20 years ago. According to Pfister, it was almost randomly picked as a number in those days, one that seemed unreachable in the mid-80s, and one with no scientific background. There are those that believe in the system and the limits. Alan Siegert is one of the select few who have been at the same job, either as a park road shuttle driver or a tour driver, for over 30 years.
The most striking thing to me about the plan is that it proposes in all but the no action alternative, whatever they're calling that, some really pretty giant changes.
Many park road drivers seem to be in agreement. There needs to be a lot more discussion on many of the points raised in the workbook before it heads to the draft EIS stage. Ron Peck, president and CEO of Alaska Travel Industry Association, represents just one organization of several that are closely watching the process.
The Denali Road Park plan is very, very important to the visitor industry, obviously, because it's the main source of how over 250,000 visitors experience Denali National Park. So HEIA wants to make sure that all visitor sectors and visitor types are serviced appropriately.
He says the organization is looking not only at the number of buses, but the quality of the tours. Ultimately, park managers are tasked with a seemingly impossible goal, preserving the park and its wildlife, at the same time allowing all 400,000 visitors to experience it. Tour operators, park road drivers, and others hope to get their comments heard about what they want to see in one of Alaska's most visited national parks. They face a looming March 1st deadline to submit ideas and their own concepts. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.